Join us as we cover many an insane movie and numerous cult TV phenomenons. Are you ready to get jacked up? Are you with us? Then listen on.
Back to the show, DJ Raquel Rockstar. How are you?
I'm good.
Alrighty, we're just like, hey, Raquel wanted back on, and she's like, let's talk about one cool band. I was like, yeah, we're doing a bunch of music history bands, so let's. What's your favorite metal band right now? It's like Five Finger Death Punch was the first one out of the hat, and she's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's been my go-to band since 2013.
Sweet. Yeah, that sounds about right. I was almost done with college, so yeah, that would make sense to me to how they were rising up for the ranks, getting more radio play. And did some cool research to prep for this. I had no idea that they were one of many bands, along with Queens of the Stone Age, Limp Bizkit, Korn, Killswitch Engage, and Hoobastank and Incubus, who were inspired by Mike Patton of Faith No More fame. It was like that alternative metal band.
Nice. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, Wikipedia helps. But yeah, this was from a few different articles. But yeah, it's so wild how it's like that. He's like the first one out of the hat that they and Hoobastank cited is like, yeah. And Patton was already an outspoken, sometimes mocking critic of mainstream music and champion for non-mainstream music that had fallen through the cracks. So it's like, that makes sense to me. He gave them their voice and their inspiration. But yeah, no,
nice. That's good to know.
Totally. So these guys have been around with so many other bands like UPO, and yeah, definitely by 06 I was hearing more and more of their material being played, so that makes sense to me, because by 09, you know, I could not hear them.
Yeah, I had it was a friend that was in the military that introduced me to them, and we
really
were gym partners. And since obviously Death Punch does a lot for military, mm-hmm. or like a lot of their music and videos and stuff like that,
doing he's a cover the one that Bad Company helped,
I guess. So yeah, Battleborn and stuff
to remake stuff, get people's attention, and then have it playing back to back with your newest hits. I mean, it's
right. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we would listen to when we would go to the gym, and they just kind of stayed on my gym playlist. And nice. Then they were my go-to band, like when I was like having a bad day, or
right.
The Bleeding was my breakup song. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ivan Moody was one of the main songwriters and singers. He's also known as Ghost, and he had like written for stuff like Motograder. Ghost Machine.
Yeah.
Zoltan Bethany is the main guitar, and he's kind of a big deal with just even the martial arts scene. He knows jujitsu and judo. He's a black belt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that sounds about right. Yeah, just mid-2000s and then 2010s, they're especially big. They're being played everywhere. And
yeah, it's either you love them or hate them. And I know they have like a lot of haters, and there's a lot of people that don't like them, but then there's a lot of knuckleheads, and I think they have a big fan base.
To mention them at first in certain places, but yeah, I just I think by the time they got to Battleborn, and even just Wrong Side of Heaven is like, okay, so they're finally finding their voice. I feel they're not just being very loud and hard to distinguish from plenty of other bands.
Right. Yeah. I really feel like since he's gone sober, that the music is, I don't know, it's got a different vibe, and I think he's doing better now as a sober artist than before.
Is that what it was? One of them had to give up the bottle?
Several of them are sober, but I think as far as like Ivan Moody or whatever, I just see here the progress since he's been sober. And now when he's in the studio, he's really, you know what I mean? Like, he's really focused and not That's just, cool. you know.
Yeah, and I wasn't surprised to see what their inspirations were. Pantera and Iron Maiden and Wasp, among many. So that's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Ivan really still, he still really cares for Vinnie Paul a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you like about their persona other than that they just put on a big ass show?
What do I like about the persona?
Yeah, the various personas the most.
What I can appreciate is how he can turn like pain into art, and the songs that he writes is stuff he's been through. And I think that's the beauty of music is, you know, when someone can create something out of usually a painful, you know, situation or emotions, totally. Bad emotions, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And just like, to see them like progress and that they're still, you know, they're still doing really good. They're actually in the studio right now on their, what is it, 9th
album? Has to be. They've been doing it so long, I would not be surprised if they're already to number 9, because it seemed like they would come out with volume 1, volume 2, you know.
Because the last one was F8. And so, yeah, okay. He's in the studio. They're in the studio right now. So that would be 9.
Right. And Jeremy Spencer, I know, was kind of getting a lot of attention from metal magazines. And he's currently the front man for Psycho Center for his own band. So he had to give that up. They actually did incorporate Daryl Roberts from Wasp in there briefly. So I was like, okay, cool.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. And now they have, what's his name? The new guitarist?
Andy James.
Right, Andy James. He's pretty good. I like him.
Couldn't find anything on what he had done before, but hey, they trusted him, so he's on there.
Yeah.
And so what was your main intro to metal? Since
metal? Yeah. Probably like Motley Crue was probably my first like band that I guess I decided as a kid, like I was into that kind of music.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. And
I had my closest uncle, like closest to my age or whatever, that's what he was listening to. And I kind of looked up to him because I really didn't have any siblings to look up to. And I'm assuming that was one of his favorite bands because he was always playing Motley Crue. Then when I started watching the videos, then I really liked them because I was looking at the hot chicks thinking, oh, I want to look like that. And the rest is history.
There you go. Very, very cool. So where do these guys kind of rank for metal bands? Like just good modern day, or would you argue that they somewhere are going to be in like top 100, like maybe 10 years from now?
Honestly, I don't know if they plan to be around that much longer as far as like, I know, because honestly, I'm kind of, I don't even know if I should put this on the interview. I've met Ivan and I could say we're friends, but I don't talk to him all the time. But the few times that we have talked about the music, he's getting, you know, I shouldn't even put this out there. Like, he's pretty satisfied with the music that he already has out. So I don't know if he even wants to or needs to be out another 10 years is probably the safest way for me to put it out there.
Well, no, that's fine, because, I mean, he's not criticizing anyone. He's just saying, hey, you know, he can be out of the industry and have enough to be proud of, basically.
Right, right. I mean, he just came out with the poetry book, The Dirty Poetry. Have you looked into that one?
I actually am not familiar with that. That was more recent.
It just came out around, I want to say, well, I wanted it for Christmas, but I didn't get it for Christmas. Oh, so damn. Pre-holiday time. And it's just like, it's not dirty poetry. It's just probably like some wicked poetry, just stuff that he creates from his head. So I'm interested in, I wanted it for Christmas. So he's doing stuff like that too. Plus, he has the Moody, what is it, the Moody Medicinals company also now.
Oh, okay. Oh, sweet.
My dog just yawned. He's not too excited about
He's
that.
Not amused by this. Oh. Well, cool. Yeah, I'm more or less, I'm kind of just more intrigued by, yeah, the best way to put this. I think they've been in here long enough. I think they're really just getting to the point where they're just happy to be involved with everybody and just, what can I say? Just putting on a show again and just doing whatever they feel like doing. But it just took a bit for me to kind of notice. It's like, okay, they're evolving. They're not just doing covers of everything every, you know, 5 months.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, they're on their 9th album now, so definitely more songs on there than just cover, but there are some cover songs that I do like the Gone Away.
Gone Away was pretty cool, and
yeah,
I mean, who would have thought, you know, they would be covering the Offspring? I never figured it's 20 years.
Yeah, it gave it a different sound. I mean, I love both versions of the song, but I think they did good on that one.
Totally.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard, it's not a cover song, but it's a very pretty song for like when someone passes away, and it's on the F8 album, and it's called Brighter Side of Gray. And that one was really written for his daughter for when he passes away. Oh, so it's actually my go-to song since I recently had someone pass away. It's a really pretty song. It's not like I wouldn't say it's not a sad song, but it's an uplifting song for that.
It's a healing song, so much like
perfect.
Nine Inch Nails to heal, you're using this song to heal. Okay, sweet.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Healing song. Mm-hmm.
Healing.
Just like I said, like if I had to pick one song, it would be The Bleeding, because that song has got me through a lot of
that
workouts.
Is an earworm. I always have that
really
in my head. She's talking
Have you heard the acoustic version?
Probably not. If it wasn't on the radio, I didn't hear it.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of like that one lately now. But then again, I love acoustic music, too.
It's not uncommon. Just after you've heard all the lyrics, it's like, no, now I just need to hear the jam. I don't need to hear
that. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's probably my favorite song. And then if I'm having a bad day, it's Jekyll and Hyde.
I think that one was on a playlist and I partially heard it, but I didn't, yeah, I don't think it gets played.
That's more of a aggressive song, not aggressive, but like if I'm having a bad day song, that one and Under and Over It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
they already got a bunch of singles within a short period, so I got to give them that credibility. You know?
Exactly. I was going to ask you, in fact, because I recently went sober, and prior to me becoming sober, have you heard the song? I mean, it's not Death Punch, but Ivan is on there. Tommy Vex is on there. Nikki Sixx, and it's called, and there's several other artists. Maybe It's Time.
I think that I definitely heard that one, because if it was recent Slash or Nikki Sixx, yeah, I definitely heard it.
Okay, yeah. And it's about sobriety as well. So that's a really pretty song.
Yeah, Ivan, how cool that they could come together and they actually all have the same message.
Yeah,
theme.
Exactly. Yeah, they're all sober in the same message. So even before I became sober, like, you know, some of the words did kind of like hit home and made me think about some things. And so now that I've listened to it, I don't know, you know, it's different thoughts now because now I'm sober as well.
Yeah. And the more relatable, the better.
Of course. Yeah. The beauty of music, you know.
Absolutely. Are you also kind of, so aside from just the relatable issues, what else about them do you think just stands out and others are going to relate to?
Like I said, how some of the songs.
Rage and the theme.
Well, no, I really like how a lot of the songs are for the veterans, or like, I don't know if you want to say dedicated to or whatever. What's the word?
Tribute.
There you go. For the veterans and stuff. Even when I've seen them live and stuff like that, it's always about the veterans, and I appreciate that.
Totally.
Not that I'm a veteran, but I know people that are.
Totally agree. So, just other closing thoughts. What would you like to see in their upcoming albums? I guess it's a good way.
Oh, well, that's a good question. I don't know if I've thought about that.
I definitely would like to see them just do some other collaborations with other big names. Even just, you know, I mentioned Slash earlier. That would be killer if they, or Miles Kennedy. Miles Kennedy is pretty big right now. They could definitely kill with him. They would.
Yeah, that would be cool.
They'd eviscerate the stage if they were all on that same podium.
Right, yeah.
Velvet Revolver would have been cool. Foo Fighters, go for it, you know. Nine Inch Nails, down.
Right. Yeah.
Now, whether they be on the same wavelength, that'd be a good question. But I think if they're sober and if they're as charismatic as they've come across, you know, with those other bands, I'm sure they'd get along.
Yeah. As long as the tour's not too long.
Oh, yeah, that would be another question. Yeah, just a one night only deal, or would it be a tour? Yeah, a tour might be a little much, but
yeah.
I don't know. Are they still, did they take a break from tours during this chaotic COVID theme time, or are they still on it?
Oh, they've taken a break. And like I said, that's probably why he came out with the Dirty Poetry. You know, writing books and writing music. Okay. I'm sure he wrote a lot of music, but I think they are going back on tour this year, but it's going to be in the States. It's not going to be in the States. It's going to be like a European tour or something like that. One of those far away places. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The more you know.
I think the last time I actually seen them was pre-COVID, obviously, or pre-pandemic, and it was 2019 or 2020. No, 2019, because COVID was 2020. It was the last time I seen them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. So if you've got anything else you would like to promote, let me know.
Do I have anything to promote? Well, yeah. You can watch out for my radio show, Rackstar mm-hmm. Radio, launches tomorrow night, sweet. 10 p.m. Eastern. I'll be on there Friday, Saturday, Sunday on Rock Rage Radio. You can download that app or you can ask Alexa.
And it's online as well?
And it's online, rockrage.com.
Rockrage.com. Sweet. Okay, well... this was a blast.
I'll be able to play like some, you know, local talent and my favorites, and it'll be fun.
Absolutely. Rock Rage Live on Twitter, guys. And yeah, rockrageradio.com. Please check them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always fun, especially talk about music or modeling. Who knows what's next? I'll let you know how the show's going.
Totally. Check in once in a while.
For sure. Well, thank you for having me.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin cough, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pox disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of.
Unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you should be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How
be a
did
rough
you watch
one.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
Hey everybody, I'm Corey
and I'm Zach. And we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.
Greetings, friends. My name is Dean Legiro, and I'm the host of the 3324 Podcast. I invite you to join me and my lifelong friend Eric Kuber to come with us as we discuss the music and movies that shaped our life. Each week, we'll pick an album or film that we really connect to, and not only give you some great info and trivia, but also discuss, debate, and celebrate what it means to us and the journey it took us on. We also look forward to hearing from you and giving us some of your picks for us to check out and discuss. I think it'll be a really fun experience, so come along with us for the ride. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider, and at 3324.buzzsprout.com. Thanks for your time, and welcome to the 3324 family.
It's time, let's check our cue, baby. Pair it with a couple brews, baby. We love good movies. We love the bad ones, too. So we watch them all and pass their lessons on to you. Oh, yeah.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot holes and gratuitous movies, it's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy
at EILFM.podbean.com.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.